Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. Okay, we are now in the Book of Mosiah, and honestly, if I'm allowed a favorite book in the Book of Mormon, this is it. I love the Book of Mosiah. There are so many great speeches and so many complicated overlapping storylines and lots of great characters. It's a good time. But here in chapter 1, we are picking up where Mormon's summary in the previous book, Words of Mormon, left off. So just to give a big picture recap, because it's been a while, the Book of Mormon starts with Lehi and his family about 600 years before the birth of Christ. They're living in Jerusalem. Lehi sees a vision that Jerusalem is going to be destroyed, so they take off. They take another family with them. They get some scriptures in the form of brass plates, and off they go, and they cross the ocean, and they end up somewhere in the Americas. They ultimately divide into two groups, the Lamanites, who don't believe in God, and the Nephites, who do believe in God. And we are hanging out with the Nephites right now. King Benjamin is king of the Nephites, but he is coming to the end of his reign here. He's an old man. He's handing things off to his son Mosiah, which is where the book gets its name, the Book of Mosiah. So, chapter 1, verse 1. And now there was no more contention in all the land of Zarahemla among all the people who belonged to King Benjamin, so that King Benjamin had continual peace all the remainder of his days. And it came to pass that he had three sons, and he called their names Mosiah, Helorim, and Helaman. And he caused that they should be taught in all the language of his fathers, that thereby they might become men of understanding, and that they might know concerning the prophecies which had been spoken by the mouths of their fathers, which were delivered them by the hand of the Lord. And he also taught them concerning the records which were engraven on the plates of brass. Those are the scriptures Lehi et al. Brought with them out of Jerusalem, saying, "My sons, I would that ye should remember that were it not for these plates, which contain these records and these commandments, we must have suffered in ignorance, even at this present time, not knowing the mysteries of God. For it were not possible that our father Lehi could have remembered all these things, to have taught them to his children, except it were for the help of these plates. For he having been taught in the language of the Egyptians, therefore he could read these engravings, and teach them to his children, that thereby they could teach them to their children, and so fulfilling the commandments of God even down to this present time." It's interesting that the brass plates are written in Egyptian. My guess is that's what it means a couple verses ago when it says King Benjamin caused that his sons should be taught in all the language of his fathers, that thereby they might become men of understanding. These people aren't speaking Egyptian, but they have to be able to read it if they want to read the scriptures. That's interesting. Verse 5. "I say unto you, my sons, were it not for these things which have been kept and preserved by the hand of God, that we might read and understand of his mysteries, and have his commandments always before our eyes, that even our fathers would have dwindled in unbelief, and we should have been like unto our brethren the Lamanites, who know nothing concerning these things, or even do not believe them when they are taught them, because of the traditions of their fathers, which are not correct. O my sons, I would that ye should remember that these things are true, and also that these records are true. And behold, also the plates of Nephi, which contain the records and the sayings of our fathers from the time they left Jerusalem until now, and they are true, and we can know of their surety because we have them before our eyes." So Nephi was the first king of these people after the Nephites and Lamanites divided from each other, and he had a record that was passed down from king to king and kept the history of the people. We are now reading that record now that we're in the Book of Mosiah, but up to this point, we've been reading a more personal account kept by Nephi and some other religious leaders. So we don't have those words that are being talked about here, but from here on out, we're all going to be on the same page. Verse 7, "And now, my sons, I would that ye should remember to search them diligently, that ye may profit thereby. And I would that ye should keep the commandments of God, that ye may prosper in the land according to the promises which the Lord made unto our fathers. And many more things did King Benjamin teach his sons, which are not written in this book. And it came to pass that after King Benjamin had made an end of teaching his sons, that he waxed old, and he saw that he must very soon go the way of all the earth. Therefore he thought it expedient that he should confer the kingdom upon one of his sons. Therefore he had Mosiah brought before him. And these are the words which he spake unto him, saying, My son, I would that ye should make a proclamation throughout all this land among all this people, or the people of Zarahemla, and the people of Mosiah, who dwell in the land, that thereby they may be gathered together. For on the morrow I shall proclaim unto this my people out of mine own mouth that thou art a king and a ruler over this people, whom the Lord our God hath given us. Now, Benjamin's father was also named Mosiah. So Benjamin is talking to basically Mosiah Jr., his son, named for his father. And the first king Mosiah led a group of Nephites out of the main Nephite civilization. They abandoned the land of Nephi and ran away because those people were falling into unrighteousness. And they discovered this other people called the people of Zarahemla, and they combined them together into one civilization. And so Benjamin is saying here, Mosiah, I'm going to make you ruler over these people, and the people of Mosiah and the people of Zarahemla, they're just going to be one people. I'm going to give them a new name so they can call themselves by that and just be one group. Verse 11, and moreover, I shall give this people a name, that thereby they may be distinguished above all the people which the Lord God hath brought out of the land of Jerusalem. And this I do because they have been diligent in keeping the commandments of the Lord. So there's the piece about giving them a name. Verse 12, and I give unto them a name that never shall be blotted out, except it be through transgression. Yea, and moreover, I say unto you that if this highly favored people of the Lord should fall into transgression and become a wicked and an adulterous people, that the Lord will deliver them up, that thereby they may become weak like unto their brethren, and he will no more preserve them by his matchless and marvelous power, as he has hitherto preserved our fathers. For I say unto you that if he had not extended his arm in the preservation of our fathers, they must have fallen into the hands of the Lamanites and become victims to their hatred. And it came to pass that after King Benjamin had made an end of these sayings to his son, that he gave him charge concerning all the affairs of the kingdom. And moreover, he also gave him charge concerning the records which were engraven on the plates of brass, and also the plates of Nephi, and also the sword of Laban, and the baller director which led our fathers through the wilderness, which was prepared by the hand of the Lord, that thereby they might be led, every one according to the heed and diligence which they gave unto him. So when Lehi and his family were wandering through the wilderness, even before they crossed the ocean, Lehi was given basically this compass type thing. It almost sounds like a GPS unit. He woke up one morning, came out of his tent, and there it was on the ground, and that's how they found their way to the Promised Land. Apparently, that's still kicking around. It's being passed from king to king, and Benjamin is passing it off to Mosiah now. Verse 17, therefore, as they were unfaithful, they did not prosper nor progress in their journey, but were driven back and incurred the displeasure of God upon them. And therefore they were smitten with famine and sore afflictions to stir them up in remembrance of their duty. This is interesting too. So we only have, again, Nephi's personal account, his more spiritual musings about this journey. And we know that there was a time when Nephi's bow wasn't working and they couldn't get food, and so they were hungry, and they all got really angry about that, except for Nephi, who stayed faithful and was able to make a new bow and some arrows and get food so that they didn't starve to death. But it sounds like King Benjamin sees that brief period of famine as a punishment upon them for their unrighteousness. We don't really get that from the record we have, but apparently if we had the full historical account, we would understand that better. Verse 18, and now it came to pass that Mosiah went and did as his father had commanded, and proclaimed unto all the people who were in the land of Zarahemla, that thereby they might gather themselves together to go up to the temple to hear the words which his father should speak unto them. So that's the end of chapter 1. The next several chapters are going to be that speech from King Benjamin.